All right, so here we are, podcast number one. Actually, it's about podcast number eight, but this is hopefully the first one that will not have any technical issues, and we will be comfortable enough to release to the public. Got me, Sam Bryant here, and Cincy Joe with me.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, okay, thank you.
Rock and roll.
We're just going to talk about this week one matchup with Washington State a little bit. Probably going to try to make this a weekly thing. Some weeks we may not get to it, who knows, but just going to get it started this week. Short little podcast, probably try to keep them under 20 minutes or so, because everyone's busy. Everyone's busy, right? Right? Oh, shit. Right. Right.
What?
I'll edit that out. I'll edit that out. Right, Cincy, you're busy.
Absolutely, yeah, busy.
Real busy.
Busy. My time is not my own.
All right. Well, let's get into some of these questions
really.
Here.
Yeah.
Or not questions. Our agenda is what I'm getting at. We have an agenda.
Right.
So, first thing, Nancy, how do you feel about the Pokes coming out of camp? Yeah, nothing about how they'll relate to Wash State, just in general. What do you think?
No, just in general. I'm encouraged, really. I like what I'm hearing. I like, you know, one of the – probably my biggest take from this kind of summer off season is just the greatness of Dana Holgorsen and just how great he is in his interviews. I mean, he's a little bit of a leech kind of throwback. I mean, he just the
kind
guy. I mean, yeah, he is.
But I don't mean that in a bad way at all. Yeah.
No, not at all. It's not a bad thing at all. He's just. You can tell he's not going to feed you full of shit, which is completely different, you know, than what we've been, what we're used to. You know, Gundy just kind of just toes the company line and just, he'll come out and just say, yeah, we're looking good and, you know, we'll see. And
yeah.
I mean, Holgorsen will say, I don't like our depth at wide receiver and I don't like the fact that we're not catching the ball very well.
He has said both of those statements, I think, in every
game. Yeah, but on the flip side, he'll say, you know, I love Kendall Hunter. I want to get him 100 touches a game. And, you know, it's just I just think he's a straight shooter, and I think that's going to be pretty refreshing throughout the season. So that's kind of my takeaway, aside from the fact that, you know, I think the emergence of Justin Gilbert he seems to have a lot of hype. He's done well in the spring games. Whedon appears to be coming along very well, and you know, no real huge injuries. You know, other to the offense, a few minor setbacks kind of on the D, but I think we're in pretty good shape going into the season.
I like it. I agree. I agree with most of that. The only thing I'm not excited about is, and it's kind of coach speak in a way, but. Is in almost every interview, Gundy does this. Gundy probably does this more than anyone, actually. Is he says the, you know, when he's basically asked the same thing that I just asked you, you know, how do you feel about everyone coming out of camp? His answer is always like, wait and see. Like, wait, I think it'll be good. We'll find out in a few weeks, you know, when they've played a few games.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, that makes me a tad nervous. But then again, I think
yeah.
A lot of coach speak. He doesn't want to come out of training camp saying, yeah, we're going to kick ass, when all he's seen him do is practice. But outside of that, you know, Holgorsen's got a lot of positives to say, except for a receiver depth, which he hates. And Young's got a lot of positives out of camp.
I mean, yeah.
But he had some quote today at the presser about that he thinks it's the most talented defense he's had or something. I don't remember
yeah.
what it is. He said they're he made sure to use the word talented, not best defense, but or I think he said they're more talented than last year's defense or something along those lines. So
yeah, he thinks that this year's defense will be more is more talented than last year's, and
right.
I think that's encouraging. I mean, I really think you know, Young is a guy who I think you give him some good talent, and that's all he needs. You know, he kind of applies his methodology and he's a good motivator, and you know, he's proven. So, I'm excited as hell about the D, to be honest with you.
About the you love the D.
I love the D.
All right, let's the depth chart. How about the depth chart? 9 true freshmen in the 2 deep.
Yeah.
Kendall Hunter returning kicks. Justin Gilbert turning punts as a true freshman.
Yep.
What
yeah. Another exciting thing, you know, man, what encourages me most about that, what I love is I think it's great to have true freshmen that come in. You get to know them. You see them come in as freshmen and you watch them, and it appears that we have some studs. And, you know, the good thing about freshmen is most of the time they just get better. And, you know, we're going to be able to watch these guys really grow. And I think they'll be good this year. And man, if they're good this year, you know, next year, year after, when these guys are juniors, it's going to be we're going to be pretty stout.
Yeah, it'll be unreal. And that, not to just keep quoting the press conference from today, I guess instead of me actually talking to you, I could just play the audio from the press conference from today, and you could talk to that. But Gundy made some statement today. I don't remember exactly how he worded it, but that he thinks this he's, you know, kind of considering this a whole new incoming class. He considers them to be faster learner and better freshmen than the last incoming class. So
yeah.
I'm assuming he's talking about the guys that just left. I don't think he means last year. I'm assuming he's talking about Sexton and all those guys that are just leaving. But
yeah.
He considers these guys maybe not overall better, but he considers them to be better freshmen than those guys were, which that's a
pretty
big statement from Gundy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think we're getting better talent, you know, and I think this year will be a good sort of test. We've kind of got a good mix of players that have been there for a while and then a good mix of freshmen that are going to actually get a chance to play. And so, man, I'm pretty pumped. I'm looking forward to it.
What do you think about Kendall returning kicks? I'm nervous.
You know, I'm nervous, but talking with Bill Haston of the Tulsa World, you know, he kind of made a good point. You know, that shows how much confidence they have in guys like Joe Randall
and Smith
and Jeremy Smith. Yeah, you know, if you're gonna put a guy like Kendall Hunter back to return kicks, you've got some confidence in your backups and you know, I don't think they'd put Hunter there. You know, maybe he wants to return kicks. I don't know. I think he's a little suspect, but
that's
what
it's looked at as such an injury risk. But and I have no data to back this up on. But how often are you watching a game and you see a kick returner get injured? I mean, it's not like it's every 3 games you see a kick returner get injured. It doesn't seem to be any more frequent. I know there's more injuries in the kicking game in general, just because you got both sides running at each other full speed. But I mean, from the returner side, I think we'd have to look that up. But
yeah,
it doesn't be such
like
a high injury.
Too much.
Yeah.
No, and you know the other thing with kickoffs is you have more control over kickoffs. You know, you can scout. You know, where are they kicking? You know, if you don't want to throw Hunter into the mix, you know maybe he's on the team and maybe he's an option.
Yeah.
But you put the other guy, you know, where they
Johnny
kick
Thomas,
most of the
it?
Time.
Isn't it going to be Thomas?
Yeah. 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 And so.
What a great name.
Yeah. All-American. All-American name. Johnny Thomas.
Okay. So, Vincey, you heading to the game?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be there. And
we'll be.
Looking forward to it. You?
Well, it's my annual Labor Day issue that I always miss the Labor Day home game, so I will not. I'm giving my tickets to my sister. So
okay.
I got to do the Labor Day weekend at the lake thing. But I'll be on the live thread. Everyone else, get on Cowboys Ride for free. Get on the live thread, and it'll be open that day. We'll be discussing the game. So. You should be able to get on there from your phone if you're at the game, if you got a smartphone, or if you're watching it at home, get on there and chat it up.
Yeah, you know, two quick points. One, I will absolutely look forward to saying hi to your sister. And two, that live threat thing is really pretty sweet. In the test, I did it in kind of the test game thread that we did a couple of weeks ago, and I can't wait. To to hop on.
That was just a test environment. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine. Just imagine.
I know. I can't wait.
What are we expecting from the Pokes on Saturday? Are we going to be tight? Are we going to be lots of turnovers? Are we going to be adjusted to a new scheme, or is everything going to flow well right off the bat? What do you think?
Gosh, you know, I've been going back and forth, but you know, I think honestly, if I had to say, I think we'll come out a little bit rusty. I think you might see some mistakes, maybe some drop balls early, but I think it'll all come together probably in the second quarter. And I really think we're going to lean on Kendall Hunter hardcore and just pound them with the run. And I think we're going to dominate it. Honestly, I just can't see any other way at this point. They don't seem like they bring a lot to the table.
No, they don't. I mean, nothing good. Well, at least based on a few seasons. You know, I kind of think the same thing. I think the defense is going to show up from the first snap, honestly. I mean, I know it's essentially 9 new starters. I mean, the Lemon thing is kind of weird, and, you know, Rashetti's been there. A lot of people have seen time, but it's essentially 9 new starters. It sounds more shocking to say it that way, at least, so we can say it that way. But with everything coming out of camp, and, you know, Bill Young's not much of a bullshitter, really. And he seems to be, I mean, he expects this defense to be better than last year. So I think the defense is going to come out fine, probably hold them to single digits or something along those lines. And, you know, then at that point, I don't think the offense is going to be clicking, but I don't know that it needs to be clicking 100%. That's kind of why we play these games. So.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see a perfect game from our offense, but, I think we'll see enough of Whedon and the receivers against that Washington State defense. I think Kendall Hunter will have a huge day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him go easily over 100 and get a couple of TDs. And then I think we'll just pound them. I don't expect Whedon or the first team to be in much in the second half. I think we might drill them in that second quarter, maybe early third quarter, and I think the first team offense might be done.
Right. Now, Washington State's everything out of their side sounds like they're looking for mostly moral victories out of this game as is. So, I feel bad for that program. I've developed a soft spot for them.
I kind of do too. Reading some blogs today specifically, Coug Center. I read something where they would be happy if they're just within 2 touchdowns
right
at the start of the second half.
Right.
They will feel like they've come a long way.
Right. I think I wrote something about this today or yesterday or something. Oh, I think I did. I left it in a comment that it reminds me of Oklahoma State fans in the 90s. You know, that mid-90s stretch. I mean, we were kids then, basically, but I just remember the talk then was, wow, I mean, if we could just hang close with Nebraska or something, that'd be really great. That'd be really exciting to see. And, like, that kind of talk, it takes me back to those days, and I feel bad for them. So, speaking of that, you want to hear some Washington State rankings and some categories?
Yeah, go for it.
2009, scoring offense, this is out of 120 teams. Scoring offense, 119. Rushing offense, 118. Average 2.4 yards per carry there. Total offense, 119th. And then you think, well, they're just a bad offensive team. No, not at all. Scoring defense, ranked 118th. Rushing defense, 117th. Passing defense, 115th. Total defense, 120th. So basically every major stat, the only thing they're not in the bottom 5 on is passing offense when they are ranked 100th out of 120. That's their best stat.
out of
10 of those major ones. So, I mean, from what I've been reading, they've improved a little in their offensive scheme at least. I guess they run sort of that modified spread. It sounds a lot like what we've run under Gundy, you know, obviously before.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's real similar.
It's spread, but they use tight ends. You know, it's not like they're 4 wide every time. They use tight ends, they check at the sidelines, they do all that kind of stuff. So And I guess last year, from one thing I was reading, I think it was last year, they had to abandon it, like, midway through the year. They couldn't run it.
Yeah, because they couldn't run it. They didn't.
Yeah.
The offensive line couldn't give Tool enough time,
right,
to you know, run the bubble screen and I mean, and another kind of funny thing about the offensive line that I read that I seriously laughed for about 30 minutes on was in 2008 they lost two quarterbacks in a single game because of bad offensive line play. One quarterback left with a fractured neck, and the other quarterback comes in, another blown offensive line assignment, leaves with a fractured back.
Are they okay today?
I don't know. I mean, it's just horrendous. It's absolutely, you know, and that's what it's going to come down to. Now, if they're a little better, great. But man, I don't. That's going to be their only hope, is if that offensive line can give him Tool a little bit of time, and
well,
he might be able to throw the ball up to a receiver or two. But man, I don't see it.
Well, that seems to be where their problems are, is on that line. I mean, they've got receivers,
yeah,
they've got a quarterback, they've got that running back that they like so much, that Montgomery or whatever. And
yeah.
And it sounds like at the skill positions, they're pretty happy. I mean, at least just in what their beat writers and stuff say, they seem pretty happy with who they have. It's that line,
yeah,
just, I mean, just is awful. Gave up the most sacks in the country last year, I believe.
Yeah, another note is they, I guess, last year at Oregon, which is, I mean, I think Oklahoma State fans can attest, is a pretty physical team defensively. They started a 250-pound true freshman at left tackle at Oregon, and I guess he just got just demolished.
Yeah, that's rough.
So we'll see. I think if they come out and the offensive line does a good job of blocking, gives him time, and he has some time to get the ball off and get the ball downfield, we might see a decent game, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's going to be their only way, though.
I don't see an offensive line, and I hate to say this way because it kind of reflects on the Oklahoma State line, but I just don't see that offensive line just gelling day one, just coming out. And I mean, it's three or four guys from the line from last year. Yeah, it's the same guy,
right,
who didn't block last year. It's not like...
Right. It's that 250-pound true freshman that's now a sophomore.
Well, he's 253 now, maybe.
Yeah, he's 253, and he's got a limp from the game at Oregon.
Right. I mean, I guess a team like that can be considered somewhat scary when all they need is one little aspect to come together and maybe they make a drastic improvement, but... I mean, when that one aspect is your entire offensive line, that's not something that just kind of comes together.
Right.
So, I mean, I just don't. So, given all that, you got any predictions? Let's get some predictions, I guess, for the game.
Okay. You know, again, I think we might come out a little slow, but I think Kendall Hunter is going to really control. We're going to control the game with the run. I'm going to say Oklahoma State 31, and gosh, I just
31.
I'll say we score 31 points, and I'm gonna say maybe we give up a field goal. So 31-30.
It's a good start. I think kind of along those same lines. I mean, I think we may be a little more balanced, though. I mean, if nothing else, especially if we get that lead, we're going to have to be, as much as it would suck if we do get a 30-point lead or something, we're going to have to test out that passing scheme a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So I could kind of see us being dicks and running it up if we do get up.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll be kind of balanced just because we're going to be working that passing game in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think May score around 40-ish. And give up a touchdown, you know, maybe a touchdown and a field goal, somewhere around 10. mean, I'm thinking around a 30-point win seems about right.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I think we cover easily, and I think, I mean, it's hard to say, but I think we stay around. You get Kendall a couple of TDs. You get a couple of the receivers in for a TD, and Dan Bailey kicking one in.
Danny
V.
All right, last question, then we'll shut this thing down. How excited are you to have your first Grillaroni since probably, what, March? Since basketball season?
Since basketball season was officially my last Grillaroni, and I can't wait, dude. I've been going to QT because I've been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks. I've been going to QT, and they've got a jalapeno sausage hot dog, cheddar hot dog. It's not even in the same ballpark. It's good, but it's not. I mean, it's okay. I'll say that. But no, I can't wait for the Grillaroni.
Well, I will let you know. I went to Wheeler's Meat Market or whatever it's called here. Wheeler's something. In the city, pick me up some Grillaronis. You can buy them just in packages like a hot dog. And I plan on taking them to the lake this weekend, so it will feel official. I'll be watching the game on TV with a Grillaroni, so that's close. It's close to being there.
Yeah, not bad.
It's not great.
It's pretty pussy, but it's not bad.
All right. Well, I guess that'll wrap up the when I get called a pussy, it's time to wrap up the podcast. My rule.
Yeah.
Guess we'll wrap it up with that. That podcast number one should be up on the site, Cowboys Ride for Free. Thanks for listening.